And today we're at Women Venture, which is just north of the tower in their new facility, which is beautiful. And they share it with a bunch of exhibitors, some different organizations. And if you haven't made it part of your itinerary, make sure and stop by and check out the air-conditioned comfort of Women Venture's Pavilion. Today would be a great day to do that. So Haley Carpenter is a drone pilot, but not just a drone pilot. She is a director of operations and a pilot for Starlight Aerial Productions, which does the drone show for the Night Air Show here at Air Venture. Haley, hi. Welcome to EA Radio.
It's great to see you.
So, you're going to play with 500 drones tonight, is that right?
Yes, we are.
And Saturday night as well.
Yep, correct.
So, I don't even know where to begin, but I'll just start by saying, where are you from?
We're from Michigan, and I'm also from Michigan. So.
And what inspired you to fly drones?
So, honestly, I actually started out in film. So, I went to school for film and then ended up graduating and found a pilot that was doing drones for film, and I was like, hey, this is cool. I'm going to go that direction. So I ended up going to school for drone pilots and then ended up here. So,
the film industry used to use a lot of helicopters, and they still do for some things, but a lot of the stuff that was done with helicopters is now done by drones, right?
Correct.
So, but this is kind of a diversion from film drone flying, and how did that kind of happen?
So my film degree kind of pivoted a little bit. So I actually went into computer animation, which then was the programming for what we're going to end up doing tonight for these air shows. So we do all the light shows through 3D programming. So that's then was a avenue that came into my drone side as well. So
you not only fly the drones, but so everyone wonders how it works, because there are 500 drones flying in very tight formation.
Correct.
And everyone wants to know, why don't they just run into each other,
right? Right.
And you're not individually, you don't have 500 drone pilots out there flying.
That
Tell
is
us
the
how,
question we get all the time.
Of course, because, you know, that. It's you watch it and you're like, oh my gosh, how does that happen?
Yeah,
so tell us how it happens.
So it's only one drone pilot, and we have a whole crew that's out there with us. We're having a full crew of women actually for this show, so it'll be a full women crew for tonight's show.
No kidding, how cool, because it's Women Venture Day.
Yeah, yep. Wow. So it'll be a full women's crew tonight. So we have all of our visual observers and all of our maintenance guys and everything else, they're all women tonight. And then I will be the pilot for tonight's show. And so how it works is we have set stipulations for the drones for speed, collisions, everything like that. And it's all done through that 3D software. So I'm seeing everything from how fast each drone's going, how close each drone's going, and then lighting and all the shapes are done right through that 3D software. So anything like a Pixar movie or something like that is what it kind of goes through.
Wow. So let's just start from the ground up, literally. So you're going to go out and you're going to set all these drones on the ground.
Yep, they're going to go into a grid formation. From there, the team goes through and does their pre-flight checks. So we're going through each one of those drones as you would go through an airplane. We're going through that pre-flight check. And I'm setting up everything from my pilot command side. And once we are ready, we go through and do our initial testing and wait for showtime to start.
Yeah, and I would imagine that there has to be some kind of a trigger, because it's also got music.
Yes,
as
correct.
Part of the show. So you have to time it properly.
Yep, we're
just
talking,
like a fireworks show.
Yep, we're talking with the air boss the whole time, all the pyro and them, we're communicating with that entire time. So everything is timed perfectly to that point, and we sync up together, and it turns out great.
So any idea what the forecast is for tonight's air show?
It's
I know you've been looking at that.
It's been a constant thing we've been watching. They're setting it to the positive, so we're looking pretty good for tonight's show.
Yeah, I think it looks pretty good, too.
So.
Yeah, all the rain came kind of through this morning, and now it's just, it's a little warm, but tonight, this evening, it'll be a little cooler, and be a great time to watch the show.
Yes.
So how many of these shows do you do a year?
It's constantly growing. I've done over probably 100 this year, if not more. So it's continually growing. Air shows is one of our key ones. So we've done at least 4 or 5 air shows already, and we have more coming. But we have a number of private events and small community events that we do. We actually have a team that's actually working during our air show performance this year. So we have a team that's working while we're doing the air show here. So.
Well, and I'm sure that for those big boom holidays, you're highly in demand.
Yes, 4th of July is our favorite week.
So, but of course, you can't be everywhere at once, or can you?
Yes and no. I mean, we have teams that was spread out throughout the country when we do 4th of July. So we run a lot of teams out there. So it's kind of, we're kind of everywhere. So.
Wow, that's really cool. How many other companies do what you do?
There's a couple out there, and it's continuing to grow. We know at least 6 or 7 of them that are higher up, but there's a bunch of little small ones popping up as well. So,
is it super competitive, or is there just plenty to go around?
Oh, there's plenty to go around. It's continuing to grow, and everybody's seeing it and wanting to join in on the fun. So
if somebody's listening and they kind of want to find out more about this or maybe even get involved, what's the first step for somebody who wants to become a commercial drone pilot? Because, of course, to do this, you have to have your commercial drone license.
Well,
so it's remote
to fly,
pilot.
Correct.
Remote
correct.
Pilot license.
To help out, we love to have the newbies and bring them in and teach them and then grow from there. But to be a drone pilot, yes. The FAA has a great drone program that you go through. There's multiple companies that have a training for the drones. Part 107 degree. So when you go through that, you end up getting a certificate and then end up flying through there. But it's a pretty easy process. I mean, I say easy, but it's easy to find the information for it.
Right. Yeah. It's not sophisticated to
right.
find the stuff that you need to
correct.
Get certified.
Correct.
And so now you get you can go out and just buy on Amazon a drone.
Yep.
For, I don't know, $1,000, $1,500
yep.
that is suitable for learning to fly and doing your certification
correct.
And thing. So then what's next? How do they develop I know drones do all kinds of things. They inspect power lines.
Correct.
They do radio towers and TV towers. They do
yes.
real estate.
Yes.
And then you talked about some other things, film
yep.
industry.
Yep, and I've done quite a few of those things. Actually, our parent company is Great Lakes Drone Company, and they do a lot of those things that we talked about. But this division for entertainment, it's getting the time in. So you're going to start from the ground up. You're going to start as doing the maintenance work and doing the visual observer work and then work on up from there to that drone pilot point, because you have to have a lot of hours underneath you to actually work with multiple drones at one time.
Now, the way the show works, you know, it's dark.
Yes.
And so, I mean, all we see is what you see, and that is just the lights of
correct.
The drone. You don't actually physically see the drone.
No, we don't.
So really, you're just really relying on that computer program.
The computer program and our visual observers, they can hear it, actually. So a lot of times that prop difference, if there's something going on, we can actually hear it from the ground.
Even with 500 drones up?
It's a little harder to pick them out from 500 drones. But, yes, there's a quite of a difference in it, so we can
it's
actually pinpoint
zzz,
it.
It's just
yep.
that zzzz sound. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And but you know, when you're observing a show like that, you hear that all. We hear that all the time.
Right.
And that's just part of the
yep.
operation of moving the drones around. And
yep.
And, well, it's so cool, and it's such a neat addition to Air Ventures Night Air Show.
Yes.
And I couldn't say how many years, but it hasn't been that many years that it's
no,
been part
we've done
of the
a
show,
couple before, but this will be my second year doing a drone show here at EAA.
Yeah, and of course it's interspersed with the regular air show.
Correct.
Which is pyro on airplanes, and then of course the regular traditional fireworks show and the
correct.
Wall fire and all the cool things that go
yes.
with that. So it's a neat addition to have the drones. And should we expect that this year will be more sophisticated than last year?
Of course. Of
oh,
course.
Okay.
We're always growing. It's always changing. So it'll be fun.
How cool. So how many years have you been coming to Oshkosh?
This is my second year. The company's been here a couple other times, but this will be my second year at Oshkosh.
Did you come to Oshkosh on your own before that?
No. Nope. So, I had no aviation background at all.
Okay.
So I'm learning as we continue.
So does anything about this cause you interest in possibly getting your pilot certificate?
Yes and no. I have a fear of flying as it is, so that's why I do the controlling on the ground.
You know, I doubt it's a fear of flying. It's probably a fear of falling, which is what most people have, and
right.
they think it's a fear of falling,
flying.
But
right.
in fact, it's not
right.
normally. It's very rare to find somebody that has an actual phobia, a fear of flying
Flight,
itself.
Right.
The fear of falling, everyone naturally has that. To what degree you have it
right.
is individual based. So I know that personally me, I used to be able to go out and stand on the edge of a cliff or go out to the edge of a rock or whatever, anything.
Right.
And now as you get older, you know, you that fear of falling kicks in harder and harder
right.
and it becomes harder. So I would encourage you to do a discovery flight.
Yes, definitely.
Because you've already done you're already certified. You have a 107 drone
yep.
License and certificate, and now to move on into aviation, you know, some of this stuff even crosses over
yes.
on the written.
Yes, it does.
So I hope you do that.
I will definitely try.
And we are really looking forward to seeing your show tonight.
So are we. We're so excited.
And thanks for joining us. We're glad the weather's going to be good. And,
thank you.
Jay Munchie, we're on the fly, and that wraps up Women Venture Day here on Wednesday. And actually, it's Women Venture Day all day Wednesday. So come down to the Women Venture Pavilion, which is north of the tower, and check it out. And tomorrow, we're going to join the folks over at IAC. We'll be at the IAC Pavilion right up on the flight line. So join that. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy the air show tonight. Jay Munchie, we're on the fly, and you're listening to EAA Radio.